Chapter 7. Lynn sat alone in the master bedroom, sitting with her legs crossed and a sick feeling in her stomach. The phone rang for a fourth time and she began to worry. She tried to tell herself that maybe he was talking to a fellow teacher, maybe Carl or Jerry Gregg. Some windbag was talking his ear off about God knows what and preventing him from picking up the phone. Or maybe he had walked down the hall to the vending machine and gotten himself a late-night snack. It was certainly possible. "Come on, Dwayne," she whispered. Lynn glanced at the alarm clock on her side of the bed and found it was only 7:30. The phone rang for the fifth time and the machine picked up. Intoning a message she had become more accustomed to hearing her husband say than, "I love you." "Hi, you've reached the machine for Dwayne Tate. I'm not at the desk to take your call right now, but please leave your name and number and I'll get right back to you. If this is a student, please leave the name and time of the class you attend as well. Thank you." Lynn squeezed the receiver and said, "Hey, Dwayne, it's me. I just wanted to check in with you and make sure everything was okay. I'm making lemon chicken for you tonight around 10, and I just wanted to see when you thought you might be here. Anyway, call me back. I love you." Lynn placed the phone back in its cradle and leaned back against her pillows. She knew he wasn't out getting candy from the vending machine. He never ate sweets. The man was a fitness nut, a fact he constantly touted across the house as a boast for him and a suggestion for her. "Maybe he's in the bathroom," she said to herself. That had to be it. Lynn went back downstairs.